This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two measures set to become law aimed at helping veterans and members of the military here in Missouri. Both Senate Bills 108 and 279 were signed into law on Flag Day. Senate Bill 108 will grant reemployment rights to members of the military. Senate Bill 279 will add certain forms to the list of documents sufficient to demonstrate eligibility for a veteran designation on an applicant's driver's license or non-driver identification card.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 108 be third read and finally passed.
Senate Bill 108 was pre-filed by Senator Gary Romine of Farmington on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on January 29th, and given Missouri Senate passage on February 14th.
This is a bill that confers reemployment rights to any Missouri employee who is called up by a National Guard from another state.
Senate Bill 279 was introduced on the Missouri Senate floor by Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit on January 11th, heard by the Missouri Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on January 26th, and given Missouri Senate approval on March 16th.
Senate Committee Substitute added a few people to the list of who can actually have a veteran's designation on the back of their driver's license.
Both measures will take effect on August 28th. In the meantime, the second extraordinary session of the 99th General Assembly continues into its second week.
The legislature continues to demonstrate to you that it is willing to step on your toes.
You may recall the governor made his call for this extra session back on June 7th. In it, he asked returning lawmakers to give him a bill with at least two provisions in it. One would create inspection regulations for those facilities that provide abortions in Missouri, and another that would undo a new local law in St. Louis that relates to abortion. Missouri senators started the extra session on June 12th and sent Senate Bill 5 to the Missouri House of Representatives early on June 15th. Many Missouri senators have been quite vocal about not only this extra session, but the first session, which took place only 2 weeks after conclusion of the regular legislative session in mid-May. This includes Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur. She says she believes the Missouri legislature is overstepping its bounds with the intention of the call for the current extra session.
Once again, the state legislature sees it as its role and authority to overstep and to undermine.
On Tuesday, the Missouri House of Representatives passed a different version of Senate Bill 5, which means the measure will now return to the upper chamber next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.